Champions, presented by Consumer Cellular. Here are three former champions. An 11th grade physics teacher from New Paltz, New York, Francois Barkov. A sports industry consultant from Atlanta, Georgia, Stephen Graves. And a graduate student from SeaTac, Washington, Ryan Fenster. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, everyone, and welcome to what is undoubtedly the most exciting day of the week in the quarterfinal round of the Jeopardy! Tournament of Champions. At the end of this half hour, we find out the names of the nine players who are coming back next week to play for $250,000. Francois, Stephen, and Ryan, good to see you guys again. Good luck. Here we go. Jeopardy! Round has one daily double, as if you didn't know, but here are the categories, organizations, followed by newer words and phrases. We're not dealing with old stuff. Miscellany, setting the scene in Shakespeare so you can identify the play. November date book. And finally, single-named celebs. Ryan, you start us.
Miscellany, 800.
Parts of London have detachable fence sections that were originally used as these emergency medical items during World War II. Ryan?
What are stretchers?
Yeah.
Miscellany, 1,000.
The modified Mercalli scale measures the intensity of these. Stephen.
What are earthquakes?
That's it.
Shakespeare for 600, please.
Act 1, Scene 2, The Island, the entrance of a cave. Stephen.
What is The Tempest?
That's the play.
Shakespeare for 800.
Act 2, Scene 1, Portia's house at Belmont. Ryan.
What are The Merry Wives of Windsor?
No. Stephen.
What is The Merchant of Venice?
That's it.
Shakespeare for 1,000.
A tragedy. Act 1, Scene 2. The Earl of Gloucester's castle. Stephen.
What is King Lear?
You know your Shakespeare.
Shakespeare for 400.
Act 3, Scene 1. Before the Senate House. Senators in session seen through open doors. Stephen again.
What is Julius Caesar?
Yes.
Shakespeare for 200.
Act 4, Scene 1. A cavern. And in the midst, a boiling cauldron. Stephen.
What is Macbeth?
Hey. Well done in the category.
Organization for 800.
Mark Cuban and Subway Sandwiches founder Fred DeLuca are among alumni of this organization, formed to teach business savvy to the junior set. And the organization is JA, Junior Achievement. Stephen, go again.
Organizations for 600.
At ALPA.org, read about the union of these workers pushing for aviation safety as well as bargaining. Ryan.
Or airline stewards?
No. Francois.
Or pilots?
Pilots, that's it. You're on the board now.
Organizations, 1,000.
The Georgia Warm Springs Foundation eventually became this organization in 1938. Francois.
What is the March of Dimes?
Yes.
November for 200.
Radical students stormed the U.S. Embassy in this city, November 4th, 1979, leading to an international crisis. Francois.
What is Tehran?
Correct.
Single name celebs, 200.
She's been caught in Peter Parker's web playing MJ in Marvel's Spider-Man flicks. Stephen.
Who is Zendaya?
Yes.
November for 800.
This Polish labor leader was released from arrest on November 14, 1982, and was hailed upon his arrival in his home city. Francois.
Who is Lech Walesa?
Yes.
November 1,000.
Answer, daily double.
I'll bet $2,500.
All right, here's the clue. On November 9th, 1908, a tradition began as hotel guest Archie Bailey ordered 25 of these to put in the rooms.
What are Gideon Bibles?
That's it. And you are now in the lead. And we're taking our first break. We'll come back. Francois Barkum is from New Paltz, New York. You took your family to England after your wins on Jeopardy?
Yes, Alex. We took a trip to both London and Edinburgh in August. Yeah.
Okay, so you stuck to the big cities. You didn't go to the small places along the way.
We did take a day to go to Inverness and sort of through the Scottish Highlands.
Ah, that's pretty countryside.
Of course,
okay. Stephen Grade is from Atlanta, Georgia, ladies and gentlemen. Grew a playoff beard in preparation for the Tournament of Champions. I see no playoff beard here.
That's true. I think that the rest of my family might have held me down and forcibly shaved it if I tried to come out to L.A. with it.
I could never understand why the players would grow playoff beards. Keep in mind that every other player on losing teams, they didn't have the good luck.
And they were lucky enough to get to shave it sooner.
Yes, indeed. All right, Ryan Fenster, 7-day champion, won over $150,000. A lot of people would comment on your appearances, but I think you probably got more press because, as I recall, you were standing right here when we had that infamous football category. How many people talked to you about that rather than your $150,000?
So many people. I always say, you know, I made 20 grand that day, but no, it's kind of hard to live that one down.
I know it is. All right. I will not prolong the agony for you. Let's go back to Francois, who's in the lead and gets to make the next selection for us in this round.
Organizations for 400.
Representing more than 6,000 schools, this organization had entrance examination in its name when it started in the year 1900. Ryan.
What's the College Boards?
Correct.
New Words and Phrases, 800.
This phrase refers to a statement cautioning students that class material may be disturbing or upsetting. Stephen.
What is a trigger warning?
That's it.
Celebs for 800, please.
This British model almost had a date with Elwood in the Blues Brothers, but it didn't stick. Stephen.
Who is Twiggy?
Twiggy, yes.
Celebs for 1,000.
This Mogadishu-born supermodel was smoking on the big screen opposite James Kirk in Star Trek VI. Francois.
Who is Iman?
Yes.
November 6th.
She succeeded her sister Mary on November 17th, 1558, and then reigned for almost 45 years. Stephen.
Who is Elizabeth I?
Yeah.
Words and phrases for 1,000.
This phrase refers to the tendency to seek out information that supports your existing beliefs while avoiding facts that contradict them. Ryan.
What's confirmation bias?
Yeah, you're on the plus side.
New word, 600.
Having a dish of zoodles, that's strips of this cut to resemble pasta. Stephen.
What is zucchini?
Yes.
Words and phrases for 400.
This phrase comes from the color used on TV maps to show the areas Al Gore won in the 2000 presidential election. Stephen.
What are blue states?
Right.
Words and phrases 200.
Portmanteau word for a close friendship between men. The movie I Love You, Man portrayed one. Francois.
What is a bromance?
Bromance. Right you are.
Miscellany for 6.
In Egypt, falafel is commonly made with fava beans rather than with this legume, traditional in the United States. Ryan.
Or chickpeas.
Good.
Miscellany, 4.
In the United States, if the level of purity is below 10 of these units, you cannot call it gold. Stephen.
What are carrots?
Carrots, right.
Celebs for 600.
Bassist for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. He's acted in films like Baby Driver and The Big Lebowski. Stephen.
Who is Flea?
Flea is the one.
Celebs for 400.
In 2010, back when she still spelled her name with a dollar sign, she had a number one hit with We Are Who We Are. Francois.
Who is Kesha?
Yes.
November for 4.
A brand of scotch is named for this last surviving tea clipper ship. Launched 150 years ago, November 22nd. Francois?
What is Cutty Sark?
Good.
Miscellany for 2.
This is the primate with the longest gestation period. Ryan?
What are humans?
Yeah.
Organizations too?
The ABA for short. It has a standing committee on legal aid and indigent defendants. Ryan?
What's the American Bar Association?
That's it. That takes you up to 1,800. Of course, you're going first when we come back to start the Double Jeopardy round, of course.
Tow Truck Rescue Team, a mighty transforming tow truck plus a speedy rescue tow. Only at HessToyTruck.com. Free shipping and batteries.
As you all know, Ryan is in a distant third place, and the news I'm about to give him will not make him feel any better. Your response a little while ago pluralized college board to boards, and so we have to deduct $800. You're at an even 1,000, but you're getting to go first in selecting from these categories in the Double Jeopardy round. First off, classic rock guitarists. Good subject. Bodies of Water. Stamps. Tough crossword clues. Followed by Black Holes and Revelations. Off you go.
Bodies of Water for 2,000.
The Loire and the Garonne rivers flow into this large bay that's noted for its rough waves and heavy storms. Francois.
What is the Bay of Biscay?
Correct.
Classic rock guitar, 16.
It was a busy 1983 for this late great blues rock god, debuting his Texas Flood album and playing on Bowie's Let's Dance. Francois.
Who is Stevie Ray Vaughan?
Yes.
Tough crossword clues, 1200.
Muse of love poetry, 5 letters. Stephen.
Who is Sappho?
No. Francois.
Who is Erato?
Erato, correct.
Black holes for 1600.
After its fuel is spent, any star with a mass more than 1.44 times that of this becomes a neutron star or a black hole. Francois.
What is our sun?
Yeah.
Stamps for 16.
That's the spotted type of this eel on the coral reef postcard stamp. Ryan.
That's amore. Oh, what is that's amore?
Thank you. Go again.
Body 16.
Kiev is on this river that rhymes with deeper. Ryan?
What's the Dnieper?
Yes.
Bodies, 12.
From the Sea of Galilee, the Jordan River flows into this body of water that's about 300 square miles and shrinking. Francois?
What is the Dead Sea?
You got it.
Revelations for 1200.
In 2015, it was revealed that this automaker had programmed 11 million cars to cheat on emissions tests. Ryan.
It's Volkswagen.
Yeah.
Revelation 16.
Answer there. Daily double and a chance for you to get right back into the thick of this. You're in third place.
Gotta double it, Alex.
Gotta double it. You don't have to, but you will try to. Here it is, your clue. A best-selling 1836 autobiography by this frontiersman who died that year was revealed as a hoax in the 1880s.
Who is Jim Bridger?
Oh, no. Who is Davy Crockett? I thought you were going to start singing again. All right, go.
Revelations 2000.
The 2014 revelation of kickbacks from the Petrobras oil company helped lead to the ouster of her as Brazil's president. Ryan.
Was Dilma Rousseff?
Correct.
Let's go tough for 2000.
Gaelic. Or Scots Gaelic, 4 letters. Ryan.
What is...
Oh, too much time. Francois?
What is Erse?
Erse, E-R-S-E, correct.
Stamps for 2000.
The stamp honoring this Hindu holiday features a traditional oil lamp called a diya. Francois?
What is Diwali?
Diwali, yes.
Classic rock guitarist for 1200.
Rock royalty since the 1970s. This guitarist wrote, "We Will Rock You." Stephen.
Who is May?
Brian May is the one.
Guitarist for 2000.
Money, it's a hit. In 2019, this Pink Floyd man got $21 million for his guitars at auction and donated the money to fight climate change. Francois.
Who is David Gilmour?
Correct.
Tough crossword clues, 1600.
Mortise's projecting partner, 5 letters. Francois.
What is a tenon?
Good.
Black holes, 2000.
The world didn't end September 10th, 2008, when this was switched on near Geneva. Though it may create tiny black holes, they're no threat. Ryan?
What is the CERN Large Hadron Collider?
That's it.
Black holes, 12.
A type of radiation emitted from just outside a black hole is named for this physicist who theorized its existence in 1974. Stephen.
Who is Hawking?
Stephen Hawking, yeah.
Guitars for 800.
Robbie Krieger said, "Not having a bass player in this band made me play more bass notes to fill out the bottom." Francois.
Who are the Doors?
Good.
Stamps for 1200.
These black grapes with a two-word French name make a nice red wine, as well as a pretty 5-cent stamp. Francois?
What is Pinot Noir?
That's it.
Bodies of Water, 800.
Answer, daily double.
I'll wager 8,000. Huh?
8,000 it is. Here is the clue. This sea is fairly straight on Italy's shores, but dented by coves and islands on the Balkan side.
What is the Adriatic Sea?
Pick the right one, and you've added to your lead. Go again.
Black hole straight.
Sarah, help us out.
Measuring from a black hole's event horizon, where not even light can escape its gravitational pull, to its center is known as the Schwarzschild this.
Stephen.
What is singularity?
No. Ryan.
What's radius?
That's it.
Tough, 800.
Female friend in French, four letters. Francois.
What is ami?
Ami, A-M-I-E.
Revelations 8.
Documents declassified in 2017 revealed Dallas's FBI office got a death threat against this man November 23rd, 1963. He died on the 24th. Stephen.
Who is Kennedy?
Nope. Francois.
Who is Lee Harvey Oswald?
He's the one.
Revelations for four.
After cops closed a 2017 exhibit in Genoa, 20 of 21 of these attributed to Amadeo Modigliani and Moise Kissling were revealed to be fakes. Stephen.
What are paintings?
Yes.
Black holes for 400.
A supermassive black hole is at the center of almost every large one of these, like NGC 4450. Ryan.
What's a nebula?
No. Francois.
What is a galaxy?
Correct.
Stamps for 800.
3 days of peace and music and a dove are on the 2019 stamp honoring the 50th anniversary of this. Ryan.
What's Woodstock?
Yep.
Bodies 400.
The coastline of the state of Western Australia is mainly on this ocean. Ryan.
What's the Indian?
Good.
Stamps, four.
Five phrases from this song are represented on a set of stamps. One shows a double rainbow over Kansas for spacious skies. Stephen.
What is America the Beautiful?
That's it.
Guitarist for 400.
Shortly after burning it up at Monterey Pop in 1967, he opened for the Mamas and the Papas at the Hollywood Bowl. Stephen.
Who is Jimi Hendrix?
He's the one, and now the last clue. Like a lion, seven letters. Ryan.
What is lioning? Leonine? What is leonine?
We'll give you that one, our judges say. All right, you wind up at 4,000, but the game, most impressive for Francois. Final Jeopardy is still to come, though. Category literary characters. Think about it, players. Make a wager. Back in a moment with the play.
Consumer Cellular presents the Tournament of Champions.
Are you well-read? Then you will love our category here. Literary characters. All right, players, here's your clue. From an 1894 work, his name literally translates to Tiger King. 30 seconds. Good luck. Not your day today, but that's okay. You were here in final. You had 4,000. And what did you put down as your response to our clue? You said, who is Shara Khan? You are right. And you double your score to 8,000. Let's go to the middle now to Stephen Grade. He had 9,200. His response, right also. And how much money? 9,200. That doubles him to 18,400. Francois had 34,300 and came up with the correct response and didn't have to risk anything and did not. So he is a semifinalist. Come on over here, Francois. Well played game. Well played. All right, let's meet the other winners of the quarterfinal games this week.
Gilbert Collins, Princeton, New Jersey. Dhruv Gar, Gainesville, Georgia. James Holzhauer, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Emma Becher, Chicago, Illinois.
And now the names of the four players, non-winners, but the highest scorers.
Kyle Jones, Aurora, Colorado.
Lindsay Schultz, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Rachel Lindgren, Bend, Oregon.
Wait a minute, that's only three. That must mean that this young man is a semifinalist also. Stephen Gray, congratulations to you.
Thank you so much.
Relax this weekend. We start the semifinals on Monday. Please join us then.
The Jeopardy! Tournament of Champions is presented by Consumer Cellular.
Collect cute characters and solve thousands of fun puzzles. Download Best Fiends for free today. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends.
Thank you. friends keep me on the go, even when my back pain says stop.
Asper Cream Warming Patch. Medicated warmth relieves pain up to 8 hours with no odor. Asper Cream.